Some of you will know these two priests, Father David Kennedy and Father Mike Williams. I say you'll know them because in the early 2000s, both of them spent time here in this parish. Father David was pastor for a while, and Father Mike Williams was a seminarian here. These two guys, not only were they in the seminary together, but their first assignment was together at the cathedral parish. These guys couldn't be more different than one another. Father Mike Williams, funny and witty. Father David Kennedy, serious and stoic. They're like oil and water. They didn't mix. Had a great time together, but they didn't mix well. In their time together at the cathedral, all kinds of things happened between these two. And I would often hear about these stories because Father Mike and I are good friends. One of the stories is this, is that the phone would ring, and Father David would always be the first to answer the cathedral line, which was always ringing. And it would be the hospital calling and say, "Can someone come and anoint an individual?" And Father David would rush, and he'd get the phone, and he would be the one to say, I'll go and do it. And that's kind of how he talks, too. Father David would rush to the hospital and anoint the individual. Well, after a while of Father David going and anointing someone, Father Mike realized that everyone that Father David was anointing was dying. And so Father Mike would say to Father Dave, "Father Dave, you're supposed to anoint them that they'll live, not that they'll die." And Father Dave would just get all flustered, and he would just say, but I'm anointing him for eternal life. And Father Mike would say, "I know you're anointing them for eternal life, but you wouldn't have as much work to do if you would anoint them to live, so you wouldn't have to celebrate their funeral." And Father David said, "Father Mike, you're too much, you know." Another story about these two guys is that every Lent, Father David would not shave his face and would let his hair grow out as an appearance that he was fasting. For 40 days and for 40 nights, he would let himself go. And by the end of it, he kind of looked like, "No, I won't go there." Stand up so we can see what Father David looked like. Yeah, this is what Father David looked like. Yeah. So by the end of Lent, woolly. Woolly. In seeing this, Father Mike would again pick on him and say, "You know, Father David, you're not supposed to, Scripture says you're not supposed to let your appearance go." And Father David, without missing a beat, would say, "But I'm fasting, I'm fasting." And Father Mike would then quote the very words from this scripture and say, "When you fast, you're not to look gloomy like the hypocrites do, who love to neglect their appearance, so that everyone who sees them will know that they are fasting. But anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting." You know, our common practice during Lent is to tell others what it is that we're giving up, how we're fasting. Others will ask us, "What are you giving up for Lent?" And we'll happily say, "I'm giving up soft drinks," or "I'm giving up sweet tea from McDonald's," or "I'm giving up cigarettes," or "I'm giving up TV or radio or Facebook." In a way, we almost wear what it is that we're giving up like a badge of honor. "See what I am doing. Look how I am suffering this Lent. See how I am struggling to give up and to do this penance." There's no doubt that we need penitential practices that hold the power to change us. But Lent is more than just about saying, "Look at me and see what I'm doing on the outside. And see how I'm struggling, see how I'm fasting." A real Lent is about changing not what we're doing on the outside, but what we're doing on the inside. Jesus says, "Go to your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees you in secret will repay you. A real Lent is about entering into a new relationship with God our Father and letting Him have whatever it is that we need to transform in our lives. If you will, to let Him have what it is that's weighing us down. What's weighing you down? What's the burden of your lives? What is it that's just too heavy for you to carry? What is it that with going to your Father in quiet and in prayer, you could gain the strength to pick up, to embrace, and begin to change in your life? Starting this Sunday, I'll be preaching a Lenten message series entitled Weighed Down. What I want to ask that we begin to do is to use the tools of Lent, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, to begin to look at what it is that's weighing us down. What are the pebbles? What are the rocks? What are the boulders of our lives that are weighing you down? Start to name what it is that you're carrying around. The heaviness, the heartache, the burden, the sin, the despair that you want to be made lighter and lift up and have it transformed by the great goodness of God this Easter. In this message series, I'm also going to give us ways that we can begin to pick up our burdens, pick up what it is that's weighing us down so that we can truly, truly be transformed. We can let our focus this Lent be on what we're doing on the outside, not cutting our hair, not shaving our face, or we could change what we're doing on the inside. We can look gloomy like the hypocrites and say, "Look at me, see what I'm doing," or we could truly begin to change our lives interiorly. So what's the rock? What's the pebble? What's the boulder that's weighing you down?